a fantastic second half. You could have done with that in the first half and maybe you would be through to the last eight of the FA Cup.
Maybe. I think we was a little bit nervous and tentative after the week we've had starting the game. But we got better as it went on, really. We was a bit unlucky to go 2-0 down because it was a good period for us. They caught us on the break and the guys taking it well. After that, it was all us and we scored a great goal and really and truly deserved an equaliser, in my opinion.
The equaliser, are you talking about when it did appear that the ball had crossed the line?
Yeah, there was that incident. And then one, I think Ahmed hits it into the ground. It looks like it's going in the top corner. And I don't know if it's Redmond, Jay's in front of him. He just gets a little touch on it. We had a few other incidences where we've done some good stuff today. I mean, you know, in terms of what we have left, we know it's difficult what we've got to do. But I think there were signs today that it's possible.
Can I touch on that bit in a minute and just ask you, when you said, I asked you first of all, you know, about the performance, and you said a little bit of nerves as well. Were you just concerned about the fan reaction to the events of this week?
Well, if I was, they was put to bed by the response we had from our fans. I thought they were terrific today. We got no complaints, and we shouldn't have no complaints that they were right behind us. And they certainly, if you listen to all the reports in the media, didn't deserve to be behind us, but they were. I tried to play my strongest team. And a little bit of a statement by changing the captaincy because I thought that was important.
Is that a permanent thing or is that just a temporary thing?
I think it was just a decision I wanted to make today because I thought it was the right decision. And I look for that again, perhaps going into next week's games. But Johnny, I thought was terrific. And Gareth Barry put in a sound performance at the top of the pitch. McLean was a real revelation for us, as Solomon was. So there were signs today that we can get a turnaround.
And you say the reaction as well wasn't today, but what do you take from that, from this today now going forward for the rest of your season?
Well, it's just so important now that we just keep ourselves together, keep us, you know, our discipline and the way we've worked and the professionalism we've shown has been impeccable, actually, up until one crazy night. We need to continue that all through the Christmas period and everything. The guys have been very, very disciplined. So I expect that to continue and hopefully we take that into games.
What do you expect to happen now, Alan, in terms of the internal investigation with the club?
Well, that process, we'll sit down and find out the detail and everything and go forward in that this week.
And you're going to be meeting with Mark Jenkins soon about that, are you?
No, I think they're looking at that, Mark and Richard mainly, the legal side of that, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
And a huge game clearly now coming up here next Saturday against Huddersfield, isn't it?
It is. I mean, as I said, the second half showed our levels were good. You could see that we was up for the pace of the game, pushed and pushed and pushed. And unfortunately, you know, similar story in terms of chances created and not taken, but the bonus was Solomon's goal, and set plays we still look very, very strong. So there are signs that we can get ourselves out of it.
Do you believe that there'll be a lot more scrutiny on your position this week? Are you expecting that? Is that fair enough?
Well, I think it's fair in terms of the results and you know, the decision to take the guys away. I thought was at the start of the week the right decision. We'd had some tough results. I don't know the players and seen them socially too much. We've cancelled all the Christmas set things that were going on. We haven't really done anything socially, so to backfire on me like that was unfortunate, but it happened. I have to accept that. But in terms of this week, I'm an experienced manager. Trust me, I'll be there Monday morning bright and early to try and get ourselves ready for Huddersfield.
After your press conference yesterday, the four players came out and made that statement last night. Was that important that they came out and said something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and the way forward for them?
The way forward for them is to just show us that they're West Brom's at their heart and that they need to deliver us performances when they can. Obviously, one of them is a second goalie and one of them is injured, so unfortunately they can't. But they'll be determined to do so if they get the opportunity.
If you were looking for positives today, surely it was the performance of Solomon Rondon. He was absolutely everywhere, it seemed to be, didn't he?
Yeah, and McLean and a few others as well. I thought, you know, after I thought Johnny played particularly well as well, if I'm honest, left back, not a natural position. We lost Gibbs before the start of the game, so that was a bit of a blow. But we've had all those swipes of blows all season. It's been, you know, that kind of event. So hopefully get a free run at it this week in terms of not losing any players and put our best team out next week and hope to get a win.